mine is gold inside.
It's gold inside.
From one extreme to the
The extended gym.
I gave a girl a ride in my wagon, and she crawled in and took control. She was tired as her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. It's like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's going to love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. It's like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. Gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. I put her out in a town that was so small. You could throw a rock from end to end. A dirt road, main street. She walked off in bare feet. It's a shame I won't be passing through again. It's like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. It's like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. Woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. It's like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right.
Keep those 70s AM chestnuts going.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, not hype.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, not hype.
Show like that.
We're running ahead of schedule because we're not talking much. So we're throwing a bonus Bad 70 song just for you. This one goes out to Robbie Lynch because it's his favorite song we do. Thank you all for having us out here. We're going to send you out with a Velvet Underground song. Last time we were here, we played all Velvet and Lou Reed songs, and this one did not make the cut, and it's a shame because it's a real pretty song. Say a word for Jimmy Brown. He ain't got nothing at all. Not a shirt right off his back.
Ginger Brown walks with his head right to the ground. Took his shoes right off his feet to the poor boy out in the street. Is what he said. He said, "Oh, sweet nothing. She ain't got nothing at all.
Got nothing at all. That was Club Linehan A Go-Go.
All right, so yes.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, so yes, thank you to Club Linehan A Go-Go for playing in Studio D. We'll talk to them in a little bit.
In a little bit.
Yes.
For now, what do you say we go back to a block of music?
Yes, let's play some tones.
Yes, let's get into something that totally fits the mood of what we just heard. Here's something new from Captain new from Captain Martini and the Keystoners with Kung Fu Grip. This is Not Tacos off of their latest Try to Keep Up here on 91.5 WMFO
on the town of Mikey D.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I want you.
window. All right,
91.5 WMFO on the Tom Mikey D.
Tufts Freeform Radio. What did we just hear?
That was some HSR. Before, human sexual response. Yeah.
Before that, when I was stumbling over my words a little earlier, Captain Martini and the Keystoners with Kung Fu Grip performing No Tacos, not tacos. They got a new record called I don't have it on hand.
That's not the name of the record.
Another goof for the pile.
Yep. That's the theme this week. I just remembered. Goofs.
Ironically enough, the name of the record is Try to Keep Up, which I did not.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. All right, so we have a Klub Le Nihan.
Agogo.
Agaga.
I like it.
Is that good?
That's actually better.
Right here. Better. Right here with us in the studio. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Mike Quirk. I play guitar and sing.
Joe Quinn, bass.
Kevin Linehan, drums.
John Keegan, sax.
Lady Carolyn, vocals. And I just hang with these guys.
And now you know the full story.
Yes. Well, I mean, they were totally singing along with Jackie Onassis.
Yeah, that felt appropriate to come back into that
since
you guys played a human sexual response song during your
set. Yeah, the Land of the Glass Pine Cones. So what prompted you to dig that one up?
Oh, you're going to make me today.
Okay. was it your idea?
It was my, well, we were putting together a Christmas set.
Okay.
And I said I wanted to, I'm sure that Human Sexual Response must have a Christmas song. So Land of the Glass Pine Cones came as close as we could get to a Christmas.
That is extremely tangential.
It is, yeah, but when we sang it, we changed Nature's Plan to Santa's Plan. Mm-hmm. So it all worked out great.
Glass Pine Cone could be like a Christmas ornament or something.
Could be. Exactly.
That does also explain the Pretenders cover from the set, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of our faves.
We've been talking about doing it for 3 years, and 1 year I think we did. What we did? We did two. No, we did one. We just did Santa Claus is Back in Town, and the next year we did five, and this year we did a whole set.
We did a whole set.
Nice,
very nice.
Now, so you were mentioning that you do a lot of theme shows. Are they usually like the Christmas ones that you do themes, or is it depending on the show?
Well, we've done. We did the Christmas theme. Last year when we were here, we did a Lou Reed Velvet Underground tribute set it was only supposed to be one show, but then Joel asked me if I had anything, and I asked him if that was acceptable, and he said, sure. And one show turned into four.
Oh, nice.
We've been trying to put a bad 70s set. I shouldn't say bad. This is guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that's a bit subjective, isn't it?
I don't think the songs are bad. We grew up listening to WRKO, and those are the songs that we grew up listening to and we liked.
I'm sorry. Chevy Van definitely fits the bill of bad.
I mean...
sorry!
I tend to believe there are no such things as guilty pleasures if you like them enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Kevin sings like a bird, so sometimes it works out.
I've always wanted to do Chevy Van, too.
That's the thing. It's like... Kevin and Joe, we started the band 35 years ago.
Dang.
And, you know, the first 30, we didn't get out of the basement, but we always had all these ideas. And then 5 years ago, we got back together and we met in a room. And I said, people keep asking about this band. There's no pictures, there's no videos, there's no audio, there's nothing. People question whether the band really happened. So we did a gig just to shut people up. And 5 years later, we're still doing it. But everybody has all these ideas. And, when Joe and I went to see the Flaming Groovies over at Brighton Music Hall?
Brighton Music Hall.
Oh, nice.
They were playing Tallahassee Lassie, and he kind of like nudged me. He's like, hey, that's a good song. And I was like, we could do that, you know. He's like, we can? I'm like, yeah, why can't we? And we did. Next song, next practice, it was in the set. And that's what everybody's been throwing their songs at. And, you know, thank God for like the internet with the guitar tabs and...
Oh, there you go! Yes,
teenage kids in their attic playing guitar on YouTube and showing me how to play. I played in an Alice Cooper tribute band. I had a teenage girl that was showing me how to play Billion Dollar Babies, and I'm like, thank you. I'm 54. I'll be 54 next week, and I couldn't do it. You know, so I have no problem seeking help from anybody. Yeah,
I rather like the notion that you guys are gigging just to shut people up.
Yeah, yeah, that is pretty sweet.
I can respect that. Bands who operate out of spite.
wasn't even spite. It's just people kept busting my chops about it, saying, oh, that band, that never really happened.
Well, we did add some 80s songs because people say, you don't do any 80s songs, so we added some 80s songs. Sure. We do them now.
Let this be a lesson, listeners. If you want a band to do something, bother them incessantly.
They will always do it. As AJ Walk tells us, playing the music you don't like.
Well, and when you're from Southie like Q and these guys, you know, you take these slights very seriously.
So what's that supposed to mean? So I do have to ask. I do have to ask. Has there been one particular song that you just love so much, but just for some reason cannot get it together? It doesn't work with,
yeah, like we haven't done it that hasn't translated well, like
hasn't translated well with what you guys do.
That's a good one.
Was that Sonny and Cher one we gave one round to and then canned?
We can always get back to it.
But I think it was
a benevolent dictator.
It was
terrible. We should never do it again.
Which one was that?
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
She was singing for you.
It just didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Have we inadvertently opened up old wounds?
No.
We were rhythmically challenged.
Well, the reason why I ask is because you tend to do theme sets and all of that stuff. And, I mean, there are always just songs that you're going to love that just for some reason just doesn't work within the context of your group. And, I mean, that's not a knock on you as musicians or anything. Just something that is almost like a bucket list song that you want
to. We've tried doing house, ain't nothing but a house party. That song Giles had a hit with, and I struggle with the intro. But I'm persistent. Things are a lot different. I'm the only guitar player in the band now, and then I have to. Now it's all on me, and it's like if we got to do the song, I'm the one that's got to do it. I don't have somebody else to fall back on. So.
Okay.
So now I practice.
Oh my lord!
I like the rest of us
practicing. What's that?
We tend to do simple songs. I mean some things are a little more complicated now, but I mean usually it's
you mean
just,
like Chevy van?
Sure, Chevy van. It's got the suspended cords and all that. Sure. That has 5 chords, I think.
Well, you'd never guess that Never My Love would work. And, you know, between Kev's voice and Carol and Q doing the harmonies, we're like, geez, this thing's actually going to come together.
Yeah, who would expect to hear that?
Yeah, yeah. With a bunch of scraggly rockers.
I guess the thing is, one day I was at John's barn a long time ago, and he said, oh, yeah, I lead the band in the gym. And I froze. I was like Ralph Cramden, the hummina, hummina, hummina. I stuttered and froze. And I went home that night, and I was angry. I said, that is never going to happen to me ever again. And usually we throw 2 new songs in a set. I mean, we've probably done about 40 or 50 gigs. So, I mean, the numbers are up there. So we have a lot of songs in the repertoire now.
So that's
how many tunes
a lot of
do you
people,
have in that
it?
Nasty little iPad of yours, Q?
I think I got about 3,700 songs with lyrics in there, and probably about half
We're
of them.
We're afraid, very afraid.
I got over 100 in the just say from between YouTube and Spotify and stuff like that we've either we do or we've done.
So, like I was saying, I've got about 100 or so on my phone on you know, one thing or another that we've saved, that we've done over the past, like, 4 or so years. And some of them we'll do, some of them are still in the repertoire now, some of them we'll start and then we won't get back to them. You mentioned a couple already. But they're always there to pick up again, but we've learned. And then you've heard them your whole life, so it's not hard to learn a song you already know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That definitely leaves open the possibility for, like, almost no two set lists being the same.
So
is that the goal?
And so far, I don't think we've repeated one yet.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah, we've come close, but for the most part, no. And when we're not doing themes, I think our regular sets were kind of, well, I don't want to say all over the place, but there's a lot of variety. You'll hear the 70 AM Chestnuts. You'll hear New York Dolls.
Okay.
You know, even like, you know, Stones, Chuck Berry, and Ramones. Yep, Sid Barrett. So
oh, wow.
So we like it all. So you come to, you know, one of our gigs, you'll hear, you know, you'll definitely hear variety. Mm-hmm. Anyone who shows up will hear something they know.
And is that a plug?
Yeah, it is. What's going on Sunday?
Well, Sunday I turned 54, so I hit the stupid club twice. That makes me twice as stupid as the average rock and roller. And yes, at the Midway Cafe, from 3 to 7. And
oh, the early show. Cool.
Yeah, we do the early show, you know.
A co-worker and friend, Miranda Ray, is singing. She does R&B. She's actually playing an Oberon on March 1st. It's going to be a big show.
Oh, nice.
Show. She's got a nice little thing going there. One day I walked up to her work. I said, "Geez, if you could sing, I'd put you up on stage with you." And she just looked at me and she's like, "I can sing." I'm like, "You can?" She's like, "I'm on Spotify here." I said, "Oh, we got to put you on a show. I want to get her here.
Well, you can really sing.
I want to get her here, you know." But, Billy Connors Project, friends of mine for a long time.
Okay,
band
yeah.
I used to play in. A Bunch of Jerks, really good friends of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I love those folks. You know, there's a lot of local bands I like, and they're up there. This people say there's no good bands to go see. You guys rattled off about 300 different bands.
Oh yeah, we try.
I've probably seen about 40 or 50 of them, and I haven't been disappointed. So
yeah, music's still really good. You just got to look a little harder.
You got to leave the house. That's what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You have to leave the house.
You can create, you know, and you can create your own entertainment. You know, that's my belief. You know, and
well, in this case, go out and see some at the Midway Cafe.
That's right.
Right,
because we're trying to get people to leave the couch.
And it's in the afternoon.
We even bring cake.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be cake.
There's cake.
And it's a matinee. Early, you can get home, get to bed before you turn into a pumpkin.
And when is this?
February 9th, Sunday.
Oh, okay. Sunday. Nice. So this coming Sunday.
This was our practice session for the game.
Sunday.
That makes sense. All right. No,
there
awesome.
There might be some funny cars out there.
Right outside the Midway Cafe, huh?
Right up Washington Street. That
straightaway.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and playing.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I do have a proposal for you. Next time you come here, all classic Boston area songs.
We've been working on that.
I would totally love to hear you guys just like pull off some Morphine with the saxophone and all that.
There you go.
We could certainly do one.
I got some Tree to Write in the iPad. I know that. So that was before.
Oh, Tree to Write. There you go.
Yeah. Hank.
The song Hank. I always love that.
I think she likes cool. it.
Man, one night I remember I saw Tree to Write, Willie Loco Alexander solo
nice.
By himself. It was
wow,
the first
okay.
time seeing him. It was on the channel around 1988. Mm-hmm. It was them Tree to Write and Barrence Whitfield and the Savages, and Barrence was hanging off the ceiling pipes.
Oh, wow.
He's a big man. I'm glad he, you know, had strength in his hands and didn't fall on anybody. He was a powerful singer, too.
I'm glad
he still
pipes
is.
Held out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll put in a plug for Boston Groupie News. Look there if you need somewhere to go.
Okay.
Right. And listen to here, but...
Hey, he sang at John Landy's wedding. He can't be all bad. He's a good guy.
He was great 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. There you go.
Did he have the Pharaoh outfit?
No Pharaoh outfit this time.
When he opened for the Sonics, he had a Pharaoh outfit. He was badass. He's like the nicest guy, too. I went up and talked to him, told him I saw him open for Thorogood, and he was talking about the show, and he's a really nice guy.
Nice. No, excellent. Oh, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for popping in.
Thanks again.
Everyone go to Midway Cafe this Sunday, February 9th. I was going to say 9 Feb.
More goofs.
Very, very, goofs. Very UK there.
Very UK.
But it's an early show.
It is.
So, and then stick around for the evening show, too. So... I think that was covered in the concert report
with
Patrick. So
with Pat's disembodied voice.
Yes, disembodied voice. All right, thank you so much for coming in. And next time, 80s all classic, all right. classic Boston songs.
Chevy Van
but
mashups.
Not but not the band Boston. That's not just too no. obvious. No. All right.
We do the Bear Goodrich solo.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Until thanks, next guys. Time. Sorry. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. So
you think it's about time for us to get back to some music?
Yeah, we have some Shallows here. This one's a remix that came out on January 1st, so it's a 2020 release.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, this is Arsonist, the Firestarter remix from The Shallows, 91.5 WMFU.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is On the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
Not sure what that was.
I don't know.
It's late. We're tired.
We're now doing deliberate goofs, which aren't goofs.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's just us being annoying.
What did we just hear?
That block started out with Arsonist, the Firestarter remix by The Shallows. One of your picks, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, Ground to Dust from his new album, Hyper Nothing. That was Lose, featuring guest vocals from Big Time Kill.
Ah, nice.
And following that, what you just came into, the song was Glitch by Regan Estermeyer.
Regan Estermeyer. Nice.
Yeah.
Ah, so yeah, it's almost that time.
Yeah. It's been a long, long journey, but it's almost time to go home.
I mean, we had Stormstress on.
Yep.
Debuted their new single.
We had Club Linehan Go-Go on.
Which for some reason just grew legs and ran out the door.
Yep.
So there's that. We're not going to be able to play that single anymore.
Nope. Never again.
And then we had Club Linehan Go-Go.
They did their thing. And now we're here.
Yes.
And that's the entire story.
That's what we're going to tell everybody.
How about some more music?
Yeah.
To close this out.
All right. So, yeah. So, tune in next week. We're going to have three more hours of outstanding Boston and New England music.
Yes, indeed.
And someone will be here hosting.
Yep.
Someone will be here playing. And it's all going to be great music. Live music, recorded music, great
yep.
music.
Live music, local music. Man, I don't know.
And to quote Chad Gosselin, local music is better than top 40.
That is, I agree with that.
So, there's that.
All right.
What are we closing out with?
Gonna do like one last quickie block of maybe like two songs. We're gonna open this one out with something from Lowell. This is Shoeless Thunder with New High Score off of the single New High Score.
I've seen you at the arcade where I hang with my boys, but oh my god, I've never known such style of poise. You didn't have a coin, you leaned against the machine. Well, I know what you mean, I know what you mean. I try to catch your eye to share a second.